Najib Balala arrested, former Kenya tourism secretary faces 10 corruption charges. Former Kenya tourism cabinet secretary Najib Balala was arrested on Thursday by detectives from the anti-graft agency. The arrest is the result of allegations stating that the tourism fund fraudulently disbursed 8.5 billion shillings, equivalent to $54,313,098, for the establishment of the Coast branch of Kenya Utalii College, which was later renamed Ronald Ndala Utalii College, during Najib Balala's tenure as a minister. Once complete, Ronald Ndala Utalii College was supposed to offer top-notch hospitality training, but also turn around the economy of Kilifi County and the coast region at large. Ethics and Anti-Corruption Commission, EACC, spokesperson Eric Ngumbai said Balala will be flown to Mombasa from Nairobi and later driven to a Malindi court. The former minister was arrested alongside three others, including Leah Adegwayo, the former principal secretary in the Ministry of Tourism, and Joseph Otero of West Consult Engineers. A total of 16 people were indicted in this investigation. The persons were detained by EACC spokesperson Ngumbai due to their involvement in the disbursement of 18.5 billion shillings, $118,210,861, intended for the development of Kenya Utalii College in Kilifi. Furthermore, a sum of 4 billion shillings, $25,559,105, was remitted to a company for advisory assistance regarding the planned Ronald Ndala Utalii College in Dapingo, Kilifi County. Kilifi is a town on the coast of Kenya, north of Mombasa. It's near Kilifi Creek, along an estuary of the Gashi River. The town is known for its Indian Ocean beaches, including B of A Beach, and its many resorts. The suspects are facing 10 counts of corruption and economic crimes, including procurement fraud and misappropriation of public funds. The former minister was arrested alongside three others, including Leah Adegwayo, the former principal secretary in the Ministry of Tourism, and Joseph Otero of West Consult Engineers. They will be flown to Malindi to face charges. Malindi is a town on Malindi Bay in southeastern Kenya. It sits amid a string of tropical beaches dotted with hotels and resorts. Malindi Marine National Park and nearby Watamu Marine National Park are home to turtles and colorful fish. Balala and the other suspects are facing 10 counts of corruption and economic crimes, including procurement fraud and misappropriation of 8.5 billion shillings of public funds, EACC said. Detectives were searching for more suspects in the case. They were arrested on Thursday night and spent the night at the Kilimani Police Station in Nairobi ahead of their arraignment. The former Secretary of Tourism Najib Balala is regarded as one of the most experienced, longest-serving, and respected tourism ministers in Africa, if not in the world. He was leading the UNWTO Executive Council before making him one of the most powerful people in the global travel and tourism industry. Balala was awarded the Tourism Hero title by the World Tourism Network at an event he hosted at the Kenya Stand at World Travel Market in London in November 2021. Balala is also a man under demand. In aligning himself with other tourism ministers who have influence and are considered global leaders, such as the Minister of Tourism for Saudi Arabia or Jamaica, Balala became the African minister for many. His story starts like the story of another capable former Zimbabwe tourism minister, Dr. Walter Mzembe, who still lives in exile from Zimbabwe after trumped-up and false charges chased him out of the country for obvious political reasons. After his country destroyed his excellent reputation, he was found not guilty. In Maldives over the year, several ministers of tourism were arrested, including former President Gayoom. eTurbo News is currently following this story directly from Kenya and will update as it progresses.